Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
So nice, hallelujah. Well done, Ishmael. God has healed you. Huh? For the woman with the issue of blood, it was for 12 years. Ishmael had an issue from the day he was born. He was healed yesterday. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen, amen, amen. Beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, thank God that you're even here. Someone will say, I'm on honeymoon, Pastor. The keyboard, I'll see it later. Amen. What a blessing. Well, welcome. You'll be the next wedding we're attending is yours. No, the first service was better. The next wedding we're attending is yours. I mean, today is also the day of marital settlement, right? We're praying for marital settlement. So do this. Take out a piece of paper. I know we're a digital church, but take out a piece of paper. Please make some papers available for the people. Listen to this. Don't assume you know prophetic instructions. Take a piece of paper. I didn't say write on your notebook. Take a piece of paper. I know there are no papers that side. Whoever is that, there are no papers there. Take a piece of paper. Write down three qualities of the person you want to marry. Three qualities. Don't waste on tall duck. You are wasting qualities. So write down maybe a kind person. I don't know. Someone who loves me. I don't know. Write down your three qualities. If tall and dark is a quality, write. If she must be beautiful, write. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Three top qualities. Yes. Write on a piece of paper. Tom, I see you are writing. You are blessed there. Yes. I'm looking for the usual suspects. Where's Shabani? Shabani. Is Shabani writing wherever he is? Shabani, on a piece of paper. No. Listen to the instruction. Get a piece of, I know you've got phones and iPads. Get a piece of paper. Three qualities. The men go wash by the pool Siloam. Not use bottled water, yeah? Get a piece of paper. Have you written your three qualities? You have written. Now, on the other side of the paper, write the wedding day you desire. Did you write the wedding day you desire? Don't despise prophetic instructions. Don't despise. Have you written it on a piece of paper? Now, I want you to take that piece of paper and sit on it. Are you sitting on it? Yeah, so relax. Just enjoy the service. Yeah. By the time the service is up, when you stand up, your matter is settled. Remember, that was the instruction that Naomi gave to Ruth, go sit by his feet. When she stood up that morning, her marriage was settled. And so if you're sitting on your phone, ask us. Yeah. So sit on it. By the time you stand up, your marital destiny is settled. Hallelujah. After the service, that's all. That's all. And I said, but Pastor, in the first service, you didn't get, you see, don't confuse us. We could do what we do here. Amen. First service, we did differently. Second service is according to the prophetic instruction. Amen. So I've been teaching a series on increase, right? From our blessing conference, right? And secrets of increase, okay? And last week, we were talking about increasing by community, right? You remember? We talk about the company that you keep, the friends that you have can affect your prosperity. You know what I'm saying to you? And I mean, you heard the testimony. My God, you were saying that, thank you for the community that I have. I've increased. I had a beautiful day because of the community that I have. So it matters. It's important to be planted in a church, to be active in your community, to be involved in what's happening. So don't be a spectator, okay? So you can listen to all of those teachings on the podcast. Right, Reigning in Life with Pastor Mtor podcast. Hallelujah. So that you listen to it. But today I want to talk. So in the first service, we talked about increasing by generosity, right? So make sure you listen to that one online. But now I want to talk about increase by recognizing. increasing by recognizing. Hallelujah. Luke 19, please. Luke 19:44. I sing to you. Tell your neighbor, say increase. You will increase by recognizing. Hallelujah. There is a law called the law of recognition. Okay? It's a law. It's a spiritual law. The law of recognition says everything you need is already around you, waiting for you to recognize it. Failure to recognize what you should recognize prolongs your suffering unnecessarily. Okay? If Ishmael had not recognized Esau as a wife, you would still be single. Does that make sense? He's only married because he recognized. That's how I got married. One day after church, I was going through the church social media. You know, you should like us and follow us. You never know who you'll see. Along there, I saw one usher there. I'm like, never. You see, the law of recognition took, if you understand? Because my wife was just an, I didn't even know her. I like, no, she was just an usher. And they took her, boom. And I'm like, wait a minute. What is this? And then recognized. You understand? So we want to talk about this law, the law of recognition. There is something that you're not recognizing. It's costing you dearly. Okay? And until you begin to recognize certain things, you can't enjoy increase. Boaz was single, right? But he recognized the value of Ruth. From the first day Ruth came to the field, Boaz recognized him and said, listen to me, don't search in any other field. Don't go to any other field. In fact, guys, give him water. Don't trouble this lady because she has been a good woman. He recognized her value. Most people, the reason that they don't enjoy prosperity or increase, you fail to recognize. Yeah, you fail to recognize. The Pharisees failed to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. They missed heaven. They missed enjoying Jesus' presence. They missed miracles because they did not recognize. Can you see? When you don't recognize what you should recognize, you miss what God has in store for you. So the Bible says in Luke chapter 19:44, they will crush you. These are consequences of not recognizing. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognize it when God was visiting you. In other words, these guys are suffering lack, devastation, because they did not recognize when God was visiting them. Tell your neighbor, say, may you recognize God when he's visiting you. Yeah. But talk about increase by recognition. Hallelujah. Increase by. An easy way to get a traffic fine is not to recognize a police car when you're cruising on 140. Yeah. When you fail to recognize it, you'll just see blue lights following you. So if you're a driver, one of the things is to learn to mark. You know, there's the white and whatever. Those ones are fine because you can see them a mile off. Learn to recognize those other ones which don't have any stripes, but have the equal consequence. You understand? Yeah, so you learn to say, this car, why does it have extra lights on top? You understand what I'm saying to you? The number plate is also, when you recognize that, you can adjust your behavior and not be penalized. You are suffering penalty because you did not recognize. You understand what I'm saying to you? And the blessings you're going to enjoy simply by recognizing. Simply by recognizing. Remember Jacob at Bethel. He says, I didn't know God was here. He did not recognize that this is the house of God. He only woke up in the morning. Oh, you know, some of you are single because when that guy came to say hi, you did not recognize that future hubby. Yeah, this is future hubby. Yeah. Like, no. When you were saying, can I have your number? Like, no, hey, number for who? You did not recognize that heaven just moved. This is the husband heaven has sent for you. And you didn't recognize. Now you're saying, Lord, Upina, what shall we pass? What happened? Did a bus pump into them or something? You see what happens when you don't recognize? Yeah. You miss out a lot when you don't. Where would I be if I did not recognize my wife? If I just saw an usher, not a spouse, where would I be? You know, when you go mining, ne? And you're mining gold and diamonds and whatever it is, primarily gold. Gold doesn't come out as gold. It's just a rock. So you need to recognize that in this rock, there's something inside. You need to be aware that there's something more than what I'm seeing here. I pray for you, may you recognize what you should recognize in Jesus' name. Yeah. May you recognize what you should recognize after this service. Yeah. There's a sister that you think she's just overzealous in church. That's the mother of your children. Recognize her. Yeah, recognize her. I said, recognize her. Yeah, there's a brother that you feel his English is not smooth. Recognize him. That's the father of your children. And just recognize. You know, David recognized Saul's anointing. He didn't kill him, didn't affect him. That's why he inherited the throne. Saul did not recognize David's anointing. That's why Saul lost his throne. Yeah, don't ignore what you should recognize. Don't ignore what you should recognize. Hello, are we here? I said, don't ignore those you should recognize. At work, there are people you should recognize. Your CEO comes and recognizes him. Your manager comes and recognizes her. Don't ignore your manager. She's not like others. She can affect your stay. Hello. I'm talking about the law of recognition. Your manager can affect your stay. Your boss can affect your stay. So there are people that you should recognize. Even causes give honor to whom honor is due. There are things. If I don't recognize my wife, I'll be in trouble all day. Hello. I would be. Yeah. Then there are people to recognize. Yeah. When you know, one habit I've mastered, Bonnie, is that when I'm talking to anyone except prophet, when I'm talking to anyone, my wife calls, I drop you. I have recognized that. Well, if my wife is calling me, that's the most important phone call under the sun. Yeah. That's the most important phone call under the sun. But you guys, some of you put your wife on hold. 5 minute calls, hi, baby, you know almost. You know, no, recognize. Recognize that. No, it's my wife calling. And I'll tell you, it's my wife calling. I'll get back to you. Yesterday, after the wedding, we went out with my wife just to take some time out, just to refresh ourselves. And when I came back home, I see a missed call. This guy's calling me. And I just said, sorry, I was out with the missus. Yeah, sorry, but not sorry. I was out with the missus. Sorry, but not sorry. Yeah, I was out. And that's it. I was out with my wife. That is more than enough for me not to pick up calls because I recognize, you see. Don't commonize what you should elevate through recognition. Don't treat as common. Ishmael, don't treat as common. You married her yesterday, huh? Recognize that you married her. Yeah, and don't treat as common. I hope we're still together. Are we still together? All right, so these guys were suffering consequences because they did not recognize. May you not fail to recognize who you should recognize. Amen. Yeah. Shabani, may you recognize who you must recognize. Tom, may you recognize who you must recognize. Hulu, may you recognize who you must recognize. Cax, may you recognize who you should recognize. I pray for somebody. May you recognize who you should recognize. Yeah. Yeah. Recognize who you should recognize. Yeah. Yeah, Labra, you recognize great soccer players. You recognize great soccer stars. You recognize good iPhones. You can see a Mercedes Benz from afar off, but you can't see a Benz of a wife. You can see a Ferrari from a distance, but you can't see a Ferrari of a husband. What's wrong with you? Omsansi boys. I said, Omsansi boys. What is left of you? What is this? What is this? You won't recognize a beautiful child. You won't. But you can tell me that, Pastor, this is an Aston Martin. It's 5,000 horsepower. But this lady, that is you can't recognize. Yeah. You can tell that, Pastor, this car, you know, this car, there are only 5 in the world. You can't see this lady that she's the only one in the world. Hey, I said, Om Sansi boys. What is left of you? Yeah, you can tell me all the 11 players of Liverpool, Arsenal. This is a good pick. That's not a good pick. But you can't see this number one player, this one. Yeah. You're busy telling me. Una, you better recognize. My usual suspect, they're talking. They're just doing this. May you recognize what you should recognize. Amen. So, steps to increase. Number one, recognize that God is your source. Right? What must you recognize? Say, God is my source. Not my job. Not my family. But God. Yeah. God is your source. Your job is a channel. Your business is a channel. But God is your source. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10, it says, and God who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating. You see, God gives seed for sowing and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources. We serve a God who multiplies resources, Bazalwan. He doesn't just add them, he multiplies the cars. He multiplies the houses, the offices, the franchisees. He multiplies the followers online. He multiplies the customers who order from your store online. You understand? He multiplies your resources for sowing and increase the fruit of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Hallelujah. He provides seed for sowing and bread for eating. He provides it. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Paul says, "For who regards you as superior, or what sets you apart as special?" In other words, Paul is saying, what makes you feel you're special? What do you have that you did not receive from another? Tell your neighbor, say, what do you have that you have not received? Yeah, from another. And in fact, you received it from God or someone else. Why do you boast as if you had not received it, but you have gained it yourself? That beauty, you got it from your father and mother. Yeah, it's not yours. You received it. You understand? Yeah, it's that cuteness. That what? You received it. On your own, you wouldn't have chosen that cuteness. Hello? You received it. So God is saying, what do you have? Name one thing that you have that you have not received. Your life, you got it from God. Hello? Yeah. The physical beauty, you got it from your parents. Right? You got it from your parents. Your intelligence is God who gives you. Look at how many people are in psychiatric hospitals. It's not an automatic thing in our generation. That's why there's mental health, because some people are mentally sick. Okay? So that intelligence, those ideas, you know that an idea came to my mind. You were given that idea. That's why it came to your mind. That's why it didn't go to everyone's mind. What do you have that you have not received? So everything you have received. Everything you have, say everything I have, I've received. That's why even when you're a billionaire, come to church and shout, I receive. Amen. Yeah, because everything you have received. That was as if you don't work hard, you'll go to church and shout, I receive. Yeah, I've received everything. That's why I go to church on Sunday to shout, I receive. Because I've received it from God, right? So in other words, God is saying, don't boast. Everything that you have, I've received. You have received it from me. I'm your source. God is the source. So recognize God as your source. Who's your source? That job is not your source. It's a channel. God can use anything. He can use ravens if need be. He can use a door if need be. You understand? He can use a fish if need be. But who's your source? Say, God is my source. Say, God is my source. Come on, say it with conviction. God is my source. Yeah, God is your source. 1 Chronicles 29:14. 1 Chronicles 29:14. But I and my people are like nothing. This was David after they'd given an offering for the temple. He says, for me and my people, we are nothing. How are we able to give all these gifts to help your work? How can we even give such an offering, God? Right? He says, everything that we have comes from you. My wife comes from God. That's why God will judge you, because he gave you the wife. Why would God judge you if he didn't give you? You understand? Why would God judge you about how you spent your life if he didn't give you the life? So that's why there's judgment, because he gave us. And I told you the other month, we talked on stewardship. Yeah, we're just managers, okay? My wife is a gift from God. My children are a gift from God. Everything I have is a gift from God. You understand what I'm saying to you? So God will judge me how I used these gifts. Hallelujah. Says everything that we have comes from you. So we are giving back to you things that already belong to you. Well, God, when we give a worship offering, we're giving you what already belongs to you. When we pay our tithe, we're already giving you from the money that you gave us, from the strength that you gave us. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. 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 It's already coming from. Remember that song, Freely. Yeah, freely. Freely you gave me eternal life. You understand? Freely you gave. If I could afford to pay for anything that you have given me, it will still be with all the wealth that you have given me freely. If I could estimate and quantify the value of your love, it will still be with the wisdom you give me freely. So I can't even pay without you giving me money to pay. I can't even know that this is a great gift you have given me if you don't give me the wisdom. Do you know that it takes wisdom to ask for wisdom? Yeah, because the wise man knows that I'm not wise. So Solomon had been given wisdom to ask for wisdom. It takes money to make money. Hello? It takes money to make money. So it's like that. Everything we have received fresh from God. God is our funder. Yeah. Say, I'm a trust fund baby.
I'm a trust fund baby.
Yeah, I'm a trust fund baby. God is funding me. The air I breathe, he gave me. The nose to breathe it with, he gave me. The lungs to process the air, he gave them. You understand what I'm saying? So which God is my source? So that's why if I'm sick in my body, God can heal me because he's my source. He's my source. Tell your neighbor, say, God is your source. Yeah. All right? So God is your source. Everything that we have is a gift from him. So that's why I don't have an issue paying my tithe because the money came from him. I don't have an issue giving an offering because the money came from him. You understand? I don't have a problem serving with my talents because the money came from. You know, when it comes to giving God offerings and tithes and all that, right? The question is not how much you're going to give God. The question is how much of God's money you're going to keep to yourself. Hey. From him anyway. It's about how much of God's money will you keep to yourself? Remember first service. I was talking about money advances causes. How much of God's money will you use to advance other? Because the silver, the gold is mine. So paying tithe is not an issue about, oh, if you don't pay, you'll be cursed. No, it's about how much of God's money will I use for my own issues?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How much of God's money? Ask your neighbor, how much of God's money? Yeah. How much of God's money? If I give you money, right, I give you my card and I say, go buy grocery. Instead of you buying grocery, you go and you buy clothes. It's not an issue. And then you buy maybe a loaf of bread. It's not an issue of you didn't buy bread. It's about how much did you spend away? Because if I gave you this money to buy grocery, you are supposed to spend this whole 10,000 on grocery. But if you spent 9,900 on clothes and only spent 100 rand on grocery, that's the conversation. So when you saw it fit to spend money on what I didn't ask you, that's where most people are going to feel it on Judgment Day. Yeah, to say, so now you spent the money I gave you on other things which were not my kingdom. When you spent the talent I gave you of singing, you are singing jazz online. You know, ba-da-da-dum, da-da, eternal immortal. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. You spent the intelligence I gave you. You are building taverns. The ability I gave you for you to administer, church planting and do branches. When you used it to open franchises of nightclubs. I kid you not. Instead of doing seminars for Holy Ghost baptism, you're doing seminars on how to make this Abba Kesokra Oskanta. So number one, recognize God is your. The wisdom I have is God. The resources I have is God. Everything I have is what? Yeah, that's why we give God thanks. Because everything we have comes from him. Number two, recognize you always have a seed. Right? Recognize you always have. So everything I have is from God. And number two, I always have a seed. A seed is God's power. You know, a seed is God's gift to you to cancel out any need. There is no need a seed cannot cancel out. And you always have a seed. The issue is, do you recognize the seeds that you have? Do you know that your smile, ladies, can be the seed for your marriage?
Hey!
The ladies are quiet.
You're quiet!
I said your smile can be a seed for your marriage. The reason I was attracted to my wife was her smile. She was posing with a smile. You see, when you're posing, like, you're going to fight. No. Yeah. Your seed can be, your smile can be a seed. You always have a seed. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. Your time can be a seed. Your knowledge can be a seed. Okay, you always have a seed. There is no one here without a seed. A seed is not only financial. Hallelujah. Yeah, you've got different kinds of seeds. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 2 to 3. Recognize you always have a seed. Okay, that's what we're talking about. 2 Kings 4, verses 2 and 3. So this woman was in debt, right? And her husband had died. Was a prophet. Was a prophet. And he had died and left her in debt. It's this scripture had always puzzled me to say, how can you be a prophet? This guy was not a fake prophet, a false prophet. He was a true prophet, but he was a prophet in debt. How can you have the ability to hear God, see visions, but you can't see your bank account? It always bothered me. And this guy died and he left debt in the system, right? Do you know why? In the kingdom of God, prosperity is a choice. It's not by force. Everything in the kingdom of God is by choice, not by force. Healing is a choice, not by force. Success is a choice, not by force. Prosperity is a choice, not by... Yeah, so you can be tongue-talking but broke until you choose to be tongue-talking and blessed. So I choose that one, Pastor. I choose to speak in tongues and after church, I'm driving nicely going home. Hallelujah. I choose to speak in tongues and after church, I've got some money to go for lunch. Hello, somebody. Yeah, some of you brothers, they would like, wife will marry on a lunch date somewhere. Yeah, so when you're going out somewhere, then you see, you are the one. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Yeah. So you can be anointed lover of God, certified. Have you ever met those people that truly love God, but are broke? Because until they choose to be rich, God can't do anything for them. In the kingdom of God, God does not force it, even salvation. You chose to be born again. Eternal life was there. It's the desert, Lord Jesus, I choose you, then he gave you. Huh? If you didn't choose it, you wouldn't even know it right now. You wouldn't be born again. So it's same with prosperity, same with healing, same with deliverance, same with everything. It's by choice. Okay? So this woman says, so Elisha says to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing. That's most people's attitude. There's nothing. So what do you have? Nothing. So what can you do? Nothing. TK, I'm looking for somebody. What can you do? I know this is not my area. You fail to recognize what you have. You know, I might not have a certificate in this area, but I have an intelligent mind and I learn things fast. So I don't have the qualification, but I have the discipline and the determination to learn things fast. So if you give me this, within 6 months, I would have learned. So you see, most of us, we focus on what we don't have. We blame what we don't have instead of doing an audit of what we do have. Hello, church. Hello, church. Thank God this woman said, I have nothing but. Tell your neighbor, say, but. It's important to have a but in your life, right? I have nothing but a jar of oil. Because God will not use what you don't have. To change, you always have something. Yeah. And then God says to him, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, do not gather just a few. Borrow them. Go borrow plenty. You are coming out of debt. Go borrow plenty. Do a consolidation. Yeah. You need capital. Go borrow the bank's money to start the business. Am I in the right chat? No, like, yeah. He says, go borrow vessels. If you wait for when you have everything, you that day will not come. Some things you need to borrow this wisdom, that intelligence. Papa, you put it together and God does the miracle. Hello. I am not saying going to debt. Remember, this woman was coming out of debt. But she had to borrow to come out of debt. She didn't borrow money. She borrowed containers. No.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastum Tour podcast. Shalom.